As he does on most Tuesday mornings, our D.C. insider, ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos joins us. I say most because he was on vacation last week, which is not allowed, Alex, by the way. Did you take
not
a vacation?
Not allowed. I would have gone out to see you in Arizona, but I hear it's a little warm out there.
Yeah, it is a little warm. I'm wondering if you took a nice big trip to your living room, you know, during vacation. That's what a lot of us are doing.
Hey, that's right. We're just hiding out.
Yeah, right. You know, the most closely watched race here for November is Martha McSally versus Mark Kelly. But today is primary day, and Senator McSally has a challenger in her own party, a guy by the name of Daniel McCarthy. There's probably a 0% chance she's going to lose tonight, but is there a certain percentage you think that she'll need to beat McCarthy in order to feel confident heading into the general election?
It needs to be not even a race. It needs to be not a story. And that's McSally's strategy. She's just ignoring her opponent. She's certainly outraised him. I think she's put together nearly $30 million, and he's raised a few hundred thousand, a lot of it coming from himself. But she's got a challenge from the right. This is a pro-gun opponent she has. Of course, McSally's pro-gun too, but he's coming hard from the right. What doesn't she want to happen? She doesn't want a divided base in November. So she's got to get anything, you know, anything that you win by around 10 points, that's a landslide in American politics. She needs to do even a little better than that.
And come November, pollsters are saying it is Mark Kelly's race to lose. But let me play
clip
for you from George Califf. He's a pollster with Data Orbital, and he told us this about early ballots and who's requesting them here.
For the first time in at least the last two or three cycles, more independents have chosen to vote in the Democrat primary than in the Republican primary. It's been traditionally held that independents go the way of the majority party in their area.
And while Republicans requested more ballots, early ballots, Democrats have returned more of them. So what does this tell you about what's to come in November?
It tells me that this entire election, no matter who the candidate is or the race they're running for, is about Donald Trump. And what we're seeing is independent voters, suburban voters, especially suburban women, are red hot to come out and vote. And they're voting Democrat against Donald Trump and not Republican the way they used to. And what does that mean? That means those down ballot races like McSally, they have a smaller pool of voters to work with because those independent voters are jumping over to the Democratic Party to vote against Donald Trump. It makes it tougher for McSally. It's a big boost for Kelly.
You know, when I was working in political races 10 years ago, this was something we never thought would happen, but it is. It's happening here with our open primary. More people returning those Democrat ballots. All right, let's move on to Governor Ducey here. Alex, we're talking with Alex Castellanos, our D.C. insider, ABC News political analyst. The governor is heading to the White House tomorrow for a meeting with the president. The two are planning to discuss efforts in fighting coronavirus. Is the president truly looking for input from the governor? Do you think there's something else they'll talk about, like how and how not to have an election and, you know, whether or not to open our schools here?
Well, those are all the big issues. Donald Trump made a bet. His bet was that coronavirus would go away in the summer, the economy would be strong in the fall, and step three, he'd be reelected. Guess what? The bet hasn't worked out. Arizona is a key swing purple state now for Donald Trump. And what does he want? He wants Governor Ducey to have whatever he needs to get the coronavirus under control in Arizona. You have 1,000 new cases reported today. You have 14 new deaths in Arizona. The economic impact is severe. So above all, it's going to be coronavirus and the economy. Donald Trump wants to get Arizona, make Arizona great again.